Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Warriors' transition defense wasn't very good either.
It was preseason.
I don't care. See, this is what you don't understand. This is what you do.
Oh, it's just preseason.
That's right. This is where you glean. Any basketball...
And
the Warriors are in big trouble. It was so easy to see last night. Big trouble.
Let's put bet. Mouth, 50.
52.
Still undefeated in preseason.
Yeah. That's my man. Look at him.
First of all, people are going to think I'm serious.
Otis Bird III was right. They got three more, five games. I thought it was four.
Mm-hmm.
Sean King, Stoney.
Yeah, he was great.
He shut down my Shador thing.
Oh, man.
Mutombo. Rest in peace.
You got it.
Oh, it's just his opinion. I don't need that. I'm not
you. I noticed you didn't get mad at him, though. You didn't get mad at Sean King.
I don't need
Sean
validation
King.
On my takes. Oh,
I wonder.
So there's no quarterback thing brewing here at all to him.
I made it up.
But, Snoddy, that ain't how it works. If Matt goes out here and wins this one, and let's be honest, Tampa Bay's doing what the Niners are. They're pulling games out. But, Stoney, they gave up 35 points to Darnold. So you think Mack and company could eat, even though you're without Pearsall, hopefully not Jennings.
It's going to be – I'll bet it's a game like the other ones. It's going to be kind of gritty. Yeah. I don't see how the Niners can score a lot of points with this particular team.
Yeah.
So in order to win, they're going to have to keep teams below – 25-ish?
Yeah, because I don't think they can play. Like that. The Niners a better first half than they did against the Rams, and they got 17 points down there, but I go, they might put up a 40-burger or 34, but again, they only got 6-9 points the rest of the game, but it was enough. But moving forward, maybe this will be the week that somehow is injured and beat up and battered as they are. You know, if we come in here and Mac Jones has another three touchdowns and they win the game – and I'm just telling you right now, Stoney, I think Sean would be wrong. I mean, there would have to be something to continuing to play back.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, the other thing is, and this is just my personal thing, sometimes I feel like when we, you know, what will happen if they win or they lose, or if he wins this game, like, then I'm always thinking, well, what if he throws two picks and they lose?
I got you.
27-7.
Then nothing to see here. It's
then we're
over.
Going back to Purdy, and there's no, and all this head scratching and consternation would have gone, kind of for naught. Yeah. So Evan said something the other day about the shoe dropping with Mac Jones. I don't know if it's going to be a shoe dropping, but I mean, you have to brace for him not continuing to play at this level.
Could I say the same thing about Brock Purdy? That be fair?
He hasn't reached Mac Jones's level this year.
No, I'm just saying on the level of what he got paid for, what he was in the past. What if he comes down from that? Forget injury. Brock Purdy.
Well, then you're in trouble because he's under contract for a long period of time.
No, that just hit me, and I love that if the shoe were to drop. I'm just saying, and nobody's saying that's going to happen, but, you know, people keep talking about Brock Purdy being the small, not the biggest guy back there, and he doesn't have a Carfax report. I know it's growing with this injury, but it's the same one with turf toe, but I'm just wondering if, like, is he out of the – he got his money. He'll never have to return to bread, Brock Purdy, but is he out of the woods of regression?
Wouldn't we say that about every – like, do we say that about every quarterback, or is it just Purdy?
Well, everyone, but the good ones never have it. Like Stafford, Jared Goff, you know what I mean?
But, like, who – like, is Trevor Lawrence or Tua
– Tua, I'm done. Tua's done. Trevor Lawrence is still on the come. I still think he's a talented dude, Stani.
Yeah, I mean, what
that was
that was somebody flipping.
That was a dolphin.
Right.
Tua. Oh. You thought you see how he thinks he thought he had me.
I mean,
I did too. Yeah, I like what I say.
Hey, Evan, what happens if Brock Purdy comes back and he stinks? I don't know. Then they made a bad move.
Yeah, but
like why would he stink?
Yeah, but
why would he stink? He's been good. He's been good. Why would he stink?
Was he good last year?
He was all right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it wasn't what it was the first 2 years.
Well, that's because he didn't have his companions. Mm. So
I was just asking the question around.
Well, there are other quarterbacks that have statistically regressed. I mean, you look at even someone like Mahomes. Mahomes' numbers are nowhere near where they were his first 4 years in the league, but no one cares because he's had postseason success.
And when you watch him, to me, Evan, my eyes, there is not on him. Not that he's perfect or he can be questioned, but I'm watching him now with those speed receivers, and he's looking like the old Mahomes. You know, he threw a pick six. But
on Monday, yeah. He threw arguably a worse interception than Purdy has this year.
Cost my neighbor some bread.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, I mean, you know what it would be? It'd be like Trent Williams. They signed Trent Williams to an extension, and he got lousy. It's like it happens sometimes.
Well, he's older.
Well,
that's
right.
He's at the end.
They signed him to an extension, and he's played his worst football. Like, think about that.
I thought last week was his best
game. Think about
that.
Well, you're just saying that.
No, I'm being real.
What specifically?
Just the fact
the way
that
he was dragging. He was drag blocking.
Look at the first half. It was a clean pocket for the most part, and a lot of that had to do with the Rams.
My point is
zone,
he's,
but I'm saying,
you know what
he
I'm
was
saying.
Keeping. I got you.
They paid him, and he's playing his worst football of his career. Right
but I guess what I'm saying
and that's what
to
you got
to
be careful. That's what the Warriors have to be careful of.
When you drive
of.
A Cadillac with 200,000 miles, don't be shocked if you're on the side of the road. That's Trent, and they chose to give him some new chicken. But we're talking about a newbie with Brock. He's in the embryo stages of his career.
He's had a better 2 or 3 years than Trent Williams has with the Niners.
Well, I'm not arguing that.
So I'm just, you know, it's like you paid Nick Bosa. Well, he's not playing for you. Mm. That hurts, obviously.
But how these two teams are figuring out ways to win, you know, I'm not going to say amazing, but it just makes this game more intriguing because they're almost like that Spider-Man meme, looking at each other, you know? I mean, they haven't had a lead, Tampa, with a minute left and all the four wins, but yet you can move the ball on them like Seattle did, and they pulled it out.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. John Lynch earlier today said Mac Jones should be okay. He said Brock Purdy's working to get back. Didn't sound like Purdy was playing Sunday. Ricky Pearsall was not expected to practice today, so he's looking doubtful-ish. Juwan Jennings limited today. We'll find out about him probably closer to game time. George Kittle out. And the hope is that he can come back against the Falcons, but Shanahan didn't exactly say that that was a sure thing either.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Goo. How close is this team to making a run?
Oh, really?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Real close. And they're real close because of what they've done, who they're doing it with, and who is the captain, James T. Kirk, and that's Kyle Shanahan. Steiner, you win this game, and you become 5-1. Now you can talk about looking for trades. I don't know where Lynch and Shanny are on that, but the bottom line is you got something going, and there's going to come a week, Steiner, a Sunday, Thursday, or Monday for this team to where they're going to be healthier than they ever have this season. And if they're playing this hard and you're getting the gains and you're seeing the gains with the wins, how can you not say they're in the midst of a run as you get healthier? That's just how I see it right now.
Well, you know who doesn't see it that way?
Give it to me.
Kyle Shanahan.
Why you say that?
This is why.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No. I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there and we were playing some young rookies and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
It's funny. Shasky was explaining to him. I'm paraphrasing what Shasky said this morning. Tony. He said he understood how people took that like you are. But he took it as, we still got some action to make a trade. That was, he was just,
oh yeah, to make a trade. But he doesn't think they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't think.
No, he said he was just stating they had a Super Bowl defense back then.
Right.
They don't have that now.
Well, no, he said. Do you look at it being one piece away, like you said about Emmanuel Sanders? And he goes, no, I don't see it like that at all. And he was saying, well, first of all, we had a Super Bowl defense. That means he doesn't think this is a Super Bowl defense.
But does that mean to you also that you don't think they're going to do something if they keep winning? Because that's what it boils down to, and I think they are.
I think if incrementally they can get better, then they try to get better. But we'll play that again on the other side. But I do think this is a case where Kyle Shanahan probably understands his team maybe a little better than the fans, but we can get into it on the other side. And hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.